Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you okay?
No! I don't know what you want from me!
I've told you.
Don't tell me. Show me! You tell me you love me. You tell me I matter to you. But you won't ask me to stay? What is this? Who am I to you? I can't do this anymore. I've gotta go. Goodbye.
Wait!
I have to.
Just shut up.
Excuse me? What are you doing?
What I should have done a long time ago.
Ellen?
Oh! Shit!
Yes?
You awake?
Obviously.
Is anyone else in there?
No.
Because it sort of sounded like...
Did you need something?
We're leaving in 15. I wanted to see if you wanted coffee.
No, I'm okay.
You sure?
Okay, coffee black. How did you...
Intellectuals are all the same. The flavor of the beans is diluted.
Coffee is purest when...
Yeah, I don't care.
Great. Look... Much fun as it is talking through this door, can I just meet you downstairs?
Of course. Just don't take too long. I promise, it's all downhill after that scene.
Ugh. The morning after the Guggenheim Awards, Ford was teasing, Ford was affable, but he made no comment as to what I thought had almost happened last night.
Elena.
I've got to get some sleep. As a result, I did the same. Had it all been in my head? Had I misread the situation? Or worse, was that sort of thing so common for Ford Hamilton? Bringing a woman back to his room, sleeping with, or nearly sleeping with, any woman in his vicinity that last night had been far from unique? Not worth commenting on at all? I couldn't tell which was worse. That Ford was possibly as undiscerning with women as I'd originally imagined, or that I cared. Whatever my thoughts on last night, it had worked, though.
The New York Post, page 6, Perez Hilton.
All ran with the story.
Ford Hamilton was caught canoodling Elena Kering at last night's Guggenheim Awards.
Canoodling?
That's what they say.
Whatever the status of our real relationship, our fake relationship was, it seemed, back on track. Ford grew quieter and quieter as we approached L.A., and I made up my mind. I wouldn't confuse the two again. I was here for one more week. My book option should be finalized. We'd figure out how to end this, but we needn't convince our critics again. Ford and I might remain friends or allies or...
Elena.
Yes?
Can I ask? Look, don't come to set today.
What?
Okay.
Or not.
Thank you.
Ford's order smarted. I was working on this film too. I belonged on set as much as he did. Well, perhaps not as much, but I wasn't going to stay away. I worked in physics. Men had always tried to tell me what to do. It didn't work in academia, and it wouldn't work here. Baby.
Helena?
What's going on?
I thought Ford said you weren't coming today.
Ray wanted me to stop by.
Okay.
So you want to tell me why everyone here is acting like somebody died?
No one's acting like somebody died.
What take is this? 35?
36, serious.
Well, okay. It's Ford.
What?
It's the scene.
What scene?
Scene 102.
Do you have sides?
Here. We're shooting the one where he triumphs over his critics.
1919? When his general theory of relativity is...
Yeah, confirmed experimentally during a solar eclipse, yeah.
I like this scene.
I know. I think he thinks he can't do it.
Cut!
Cutty.
Damn it!
He's been like this all day.
It's just not working.
I think it is. Ford.
I just don't believe it when I say it, okay?
We can get Danny to tweak it.
It isn't that easy of a fix. I need a bead.
Ford, you can do this scene.
Elena.
Hey.
Great. You're here for the show, too.
No, Ford.
Look, I need a bead.
Ford.
Ray.
Okay. Everyone take 10. Take 10, everyone.
Ford, I didn't...
Not now.
He asked you not to come?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fear. That's all it is.
Sorry?
Fear that he's not good enough. Not really a dramatic actor. Not really this kind of leading man. It's just fear. Too bad, too. It's this sort of scene that could make him one of the greats.
I don't need anything, BB. Just give me a minute, please.
It's not BB. It's Elena. Can I...
I don't mean to be rude, but can you go away?
That's rude.
Elena.
Ford.
Can you leave? Please.
No.
What do you want?
I came to see how you were.
Did you come to gloat?
No.
To mock?
No.
Because while I know you don't think much of my profession...
That's not true.
It's not always easy.
I know that.
Damn it, Elena. I didn't need an audience for this today.
It's a hard scene. That doesn't mean it's impossible for you. I mean it.
Thank you. But do you mind leaving? Please.
No. You don't get to tell me what to do.
Boy, do I know that's true.
You don't think you're talented enough to do this scene?
It strikes me as I do it that I don't actually give off the air of someone who has a keen grasp of relativity. Despite all that's been done to make me appear that way, am I talented enough? No. Part of acting is becoming the character you're trying to be. I can't become someone I don't understand and never really will in this scene.
I see.
Yeah. I knew you'd understand. You, above all people, know the difference between Einstein and my competency.
You're right. I do.
Great.
Einstein believed, more than anything, that he was right about relativity. But you don't believe, no matter how well you perform, that you'll be deserving of the types of roles you really want. You don't believe in your own competency. He did. And I'm sorry, but that's just bullshit.
What?
When you walk into a room, for a second, for anyone who meets you, they enter a different reality. Your reality. They're no longer a grip or a PA or a scientist or a director. They're noticed. They're listened to. By Ford Hamilton, the actor. For a moment, when someone so significant gives them his full attention, the time of day, they feel important, admired, enjoyed. They feel like they matter in talking to you.
I don't...
You make people believe what they most want to believe about themselves. You just need to give yourself the same sense of possibility. You can do this scene, Ford. You can and should play this part.
I don't think you believe that.
How do you know?
Because obviously, I don't do that sort of thing to you.
I don't...
Come on, Elena. You don't think of me that way.
How do you know?
Well, do you?
I'm not going to respond to a man attempting to solicit compliments from compliments when he does as much to every woman.
I don't do what I do with you to every woman.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Enough of that, okay?
Enough of what?
Pretending, obfuscating. I think I've made myself clear in not just pretending to like you. You don't give me the time of day.
But it is pretend.
Maybe.
I
don't flirt with people as a sport. I don't read the books or adopt the hobbies of women I don't care about. Hell, I don't invite people up to my room without... Is that what you think I do?
I didn't know.
Just try to sleep with women indiscriminately?
You didn't try to... You didn't bring that up.
Because the next day you acted like nothing happened. I wasn't going to... You don't like me or take me seriously. Fine. But you don't have to bullshit me about how I make people matter when I clearly don't matter to you.
That's not true. You're Ford Hamilton. You're a Hollywood icon. You can have any woman in the world.
Evidently not.
Everyone you look at thinks they're important to you. I don't want to be just another one of them when I'm starting to...
When you're starting to what?
Nothing.
When you're starting to...
Care about you.
But you don't take me seriously.
Ford, you don't take yourself seriously. I do. I'm just afraid of you.
I'm terrified of you.
Are you?
Yes.
Why?
Your brain, for one thing. Because you don't care about the things other people do. Celebrity, fame. So I have no mask. It's just been me, trying to get to know you. Trying to see if you like me too.
You don't invite every woman up to your room?
Nuh-uh. Okay. I like you, Dr. Elena Caring.
Wow. It's better than it looks on screen.
I can't believe I caught you watching a marriage blush.
Shut up. You read my book.
Research.
Yeah, me too. And for the record, I do take you seriously. And I like you too.
So when you told me you would teach remedial physics...
I'm sure that was endearing.
It's very rare I get talked down to. You?
I think when I saw you with your shirt off and...
What?
When you told me you'd read my book. You did when you didn't have to.
Yeah, I did.
Ford?
Yeah?
This is, you know, cute.
Shut up.
But you do have an entire cast and crew waiting on you.
Yep, I know. You want to watch?
Do you want me to?
Going again!
Going again!
And action.
Look up at the sun. See it? Don't you see it?
He's doing it!
I know.
It was you.
No, it was in him already. I just... Shit, I've got a... Hello?
Have you been checking your email?
No. Why?
Elena.
What?
Look, for a little while now, I thought this was going to help you. The invitations, the attention.
It is.
I think it was the canoodling. Someone put page 6 in every break room this morning.
Hang on. What did you say?
Just left it on the table. And I think at first I thought the association with Hollywood would be helpful, but now, maybe more trivial.
What?
Or maybe... Not just
Becky,
rumor.
Becky, I can't hear you.
Just heard... Elena, maybe check your email.
Morrison is thinking about removing one of my sections? Recently, my attention doesn't seem to have been given fully to the coursework I've been assigned to.
I'm sorry,
They're not taking me seriously.
I think that... What?
My book option.
What about it?
The studio just wrote. I'm sorry to say that I think we're too far apart to close. Mr. Hamilton and Ray Rabiner do feel your contribution to the film has been incredibly helpful, but in discussions, both feel your consultancy is as far as that contribution needs to go?
No!
He lied! He said he'd get it done! He knew it was a priority for me. Oh my god, my job, my livelihood, at risk for...
A consultant role.
All but nothing.
Well, what are you going to do?
And cut.
Cutting.
Excellent, excellent. Ford, well done.
Thank you.
We're wrapped. Bebe, you want
to...
Hey,
what is this?
What is what?
This email.
What email?
Mr. Hamilton and Ray Ravener do feel your contribution to the film has been incredibly helpful, but in discussions...
Shit. Elena...
Both feel that your consultancy is as far as that contribution needs to go.
I'm sorry.
I thought you said the option was all but signed.
It was.
You lied to me.
It's never all that simple.
After I trusted you.
I know, but...
We had a deal.
A deal?
A deal. And now here I am getting shafted with my colleagues because we're dating. But fine. If I got the option too, now I come to find out that none of this is a boon. It's all a blow to my career. What the hell, Ford?
So that's the truth.
Excuse me?
I get it now.
Get what?
Everything. Every conversation, the book option, the deal.
Yeah, you promised.
After all that, you're just like everybody else.
Excuse me?
Sure, you're smarter, less Hollywood, less obviously angling. But the end game is still clear.
What are you...
You only like me if you can get something from me.
What?
That's my appeal.
Ford... I'm angry. Yeah, I think you lied, but I meant what I said. I feel...
What do you want, Elena? A check? A credit? Another picture in Time magazine?
Fuck you.
What?
How dare you?
It's always something.
No, it's not. If that's what you think of me, honestly, I don't need this. I don't need you. Excuse me, everyone?
What do you...
To the source close to set, if you want your next scoop, here it is. The whole relationship, Ford and I, was completely fake. Every photo, every touch, was just part of a deal. A bargain Ford and I came up with after paparazzi believed we were together. But it's off now. The truth is, it was never more than a game of pretend. None of it was real.
I can't believe you just did that.
Can't you? You get your wish, Ford. I don't want anything from you. Don't contact me ever again.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with Millikuh Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.